Dance and sing on Drive.
My name is Sihle Makubane. I was born in Inkandla. When I was 16, my mother passed away, so I had a sibling of a brother and a sister. So I had to juggle and work and then make sure that I put food on the table. So from the age of 16 years, I've had an opportunity to be trained as a barista through Roberto Monterrey. And then from there, my whole life changed dramatically after my mother passed away. So I had to Monday to Friday and work as a gardener from Friday afternoon after school to Sunday. I had to work as a pizza maker in Kemenetos in Durban. So that on its own, it made me stronger to face a lot of different challenges in life, including making the business and then making sure that when I get difficulties in the business or in a private life, I know that I will go through that. The hardship that I had when I was younger, it made me stronger to face most of the challenges that I face even today. It was difficult to move as a barista. Remember, the baristas, they always get paid a little of, in terms of the salary. Most of them, they earn about 2.5 a month. So it's hard to live with that kind of money. So it was not easy to take that step. But when you have faith and then you believe in yourself, because I had to live a luxury life. By then, I was a barista trainer training the other baristas. And I had to leave everything. And then start my own company was a very difficult time where sometimes I will go to bed without having food because I was trying to build the company from scratch. And then that was in 2012. And then I remember when I lost my car, I couldn't actually do anything because the car was financed and then I couldn't get the car because of my turnover was low. And I couldn't get anything, no help, nothing for at least a year. I used to take the boxes of coffee and then take 2 to 3 taxis to deliver one box of coffee in one of the coffee shops that I was supplying coffee to. And then obviously I had to offer training. I had to offer a lot of things to add value to the brand and then for me to get trusted in the coffee industry. So you have to work twice as much as you could do. I do have a great highlight where I've got an opportunity to serve former President Mr. Halima Mutante in coffee. And then also I went to Nigeria to try and showcase through the city GGDA, Health and Growth Development Agency, where I went to try and explore my coffee industry out of South Africa. And the other highlight was when I became top 4 performing student in Gibbs Business School. Because most of the time, you can think that having a passion is a good thing, but you need that element of education for you to be able to build strategy and able to build a company, a solid company, because of you can be passionate as much as you could, but you still need that element to complete your cycle, because I used to get money in, money out, money in, money out. Eventually, when I went to Gibbs Business School, it taught me that this is how you handle money. This is how you do build strategy. This is how you grow the actual business. So then it adds up on what I had and the passion that I had. Thank you so much for having me. Movers and Shakers on Drive.